朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
如果他们相信耶稣是耶稣所说的是谁？
If they believe that Jesus is the one that he said he is.
难道父神会让耶稣在海里面淹死吗？
Can they believe that our God in heaven will allow Jesus to die in the sea?
如果耶稣在船上，这个船就是全世界最安全的地方。
If Jesus is on this boat, then this becomes the safest boat on the entire earth.
我们小朋友在儿童主日学里面以前很喜欢唱的一条诗歌。
There's a hymn that the children love to sing in Sunday school.
有主在我船上，我就不害怕。
When Jesus is on my boat, I am not afraid.
但是很可惜，这些门徒们。
Unfortunately, the disciples.
他们在这个危险的时刻，他们不只是害怕。
During this very terrifying time, they are not only be afraid.
Oh, 他们很生气。
They're very angry at the same time.
他们对谁生气呢？
Who were they angry against?
他们对耶稣生气。
They were angry against Jesus.
他们为什么对耶稣生气呢？
Why did they hold their anger against Jesus?
因为他们认为。
Because in their understanding.
到了这个这么危险的时候。
We have come to such great turbulence.
怎么耶稣可以不顾他们的安危还在那里呼呼大睡？
How can Jesus fall in such deep sleep without understanding their great danger?
所以他们来抱怨。
So they come to complain.
他们来责问耶稣。
They are asking him.
夫子。
Teacher.
我们丧命，你不顾吗？
Don't you care if we drown?
你知道门徒基本上的意思就是说
Well, what the men, disciples are saying basically is this.
耶稣，你搞得清楚，搞不清楚我们现在的状况。
Jesus, do you know what the current circumstances is?
这难道不是你跟我常常在祷告中犯的错误吗？
Isn't this a great mistake in prayer life?
我们常常以为神不知道我们处在什么样的环境里面。
Many times we believe that God does not know our circumstances.
更糟糕的是，我们跟门徒一样以为神不在乎。
And the worst that happens to us is we think that God does not care.
门徒哪里会知道？主不但知道他们的状况。
Not only Jesus know what they're going through.
耶稣也是非常非常的在乎他们。
He also cared them greatly.
他们做梦也不会想到。
They will never imagine.
就是因为耶稣非常非常的在乎他们。
It is because the fact that Jesus cared them greatly.
耶稣才急忙的催着他们开船，把他们带到这个难处的里面。
Therefore, it was Jesus who planned in urgency to bring them into the storm.
正是因为耶稣非常的关心他们。
Because Jesus cared about them greatly.
耶稣在此时此刻依然安心的睡觉。
And that's why Jesus is deciding to sleep quietly at this time.
因为耶稣要用这样的环境来训练属于他的人。
And Jesus used the circumstances to train his people.
让他属于他的门徒们
and those who belong to him, his disciples,
可以更多的认识他，
will know him better,
也更多的知道神的大能在他们的生命中是怎么样的可以经历的。
And to know that what a great power that God has to reveal in their life.
没有经过这样的风暴，
without the storm,
他们属灵不可能有真实的成长。
And their spiritual life will not be maturing.
今天有很多人很会讲圣经。
A lot of people can talk about the Bible.
有很多人很会祷告。
Many can pray.
但是你真的跟他相处的时候，
But when you spend a little time with them,
你可以看见，
You can see,
他属灵的生命其实是很肤浅虚假的。
And his spiritual life is very superficial and very fake.
他并不知道神的心，
They don't know the will of God.
跟不上神的脚步，
Cannot follow God's path.
只有落在自我跟骄傲的里面。
And they dwell in self-righteousness and pride.
神不甘心他的百姓这样的活下去。
It's not God's plan to allow his children to live this way.
神允许许多的困难。
God allowed many difficulties.
许多的熬炼。
Many trials.
许多的压力。
Many pressures.
甚至于许多的失败。
And many failures.
好让我们能够真实的长大。
That can allow us to mature in our life.
风暴是属灵成长过程的必要过因素。
A storm is inevitable in the path of Christian maturing.
这是为什么有许多成熟的信徒们。
There are many mature believers.
他们相信这些属灵基本的原则。
They know this basic biblical principles.
真正有价值的属灵成长是经过苦难的。
And all those valuable learnings are through storms, through difficulties.
这是为什么 Billy Graham 的女儿 Ruth,
Billy Graham, his daughter Ruth,
她会在他的祷告中说出一些话来。
And in her prayer, she would say some words.
那譬如说，
For example,
Dear God, let me sow in the face of the wind.
亲爱的上帝，让我在风中翱翔。
Up, up like the lark.
像鹰一样在风中翱翔。
Lord, let me ride the storm to you.
亲爱的上帝，让在风暴中向你前行。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
他没有求神啊，把这个风暴赶快拿去。
She didn't plead with God to remove the storm.
他求让他在风暴中能够更多的朝向神。
And what she prayed that during the storm, she will ride the storm to God.
更多的亲近神。
She will be more close with God.
耶稣知道他们的情况。
Jesus knows their condition in heart.
耶稣在乎他们的情况。
And Jesus cares about their condition as well.
你怎么知道？
You know.
你怎么看得出来？
How do you know that?
你读三十九节。
Then let's read verse 39.
耶稣醒了。
Jesus woke up.
弟兄姐妹，你想一想。
Dear brothers, think about it.
再大的风浪都没有把耶稣吵醒。
As big as a storm, they didn't wake up Jesus.
门徒这么一句话就让耶稣醒过来了。
And the gentle whisper from the disciples woke him up.
这是何等奇妙的事情。
This is very amazing.
难道门徒的声音比风暴的声音还大吗？
Do you think the voice from the disciples were louder than the storm?
当然不是。
Of course not.
那是因为门徒在主的心上啊。
That's because the disciples on the heart of our Lord.
我到现在都记得。
Until now, I still remember.
我孩子还没有满月的时候。
Before my child turned 1 month.
特别是我的老大。
Especially my older one.
哎，他晚上是没有办法好好睡觉的。
He couldn't have a good sleep at night time.
他有很多身体上的问题。
He has some illness in his body.
所以晚上常常会吵。
And he cries at night time.
非常奇怪。
Very strangely.
没有他之前。
Without them, without him in our family.
我跟我妻子睡着了以后打雷都吵不醒我们。
As me and my wife, when we fall asleep, even the thunder cannot wake us up.
有一次我爸爸就笑我。
Once my dad laughed at me.
他说家里就是起了火，我看你还会继续睡。
I think you will still remain sleeping if there's fire in the house.
但自从有了孩子。
And then when we have our firstborn.
真奇怪。
It's very amazing.
他只要哼两声。
He's just moaning a little bit.
不但我会醒来。
Not only I will wake up.
我太太也会醒来。
My wife will get up as well.
你要知道我会睡。
You know that I sleep very well.
但是我比不上我太太的。
Well, she's better than me.
可是当有了孩子。
And when we have our child,
孩子在我们的心上,
because he is on our heart,
孩子一点的声音,
a little voice, a little noise from him,
就摸到我们的心,
it will touch our heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们在风暴中,
we are in the storm right now,
我们向神任何一点的祷告,
and our prayer towards our Lord
都会摸到他的心,
will touch his heart
因为他爱我们,
because he loves us
因为他在乎我们,
because he cares for us.
耶稣起来了,
Jesus got up,
他就斥责风,
he rebuked the wind,
然后他就对这个海浪说话,
and he also said to the waves,
那基本他就是说把你的嘴闭上吧。
Pretty much he's saying, close your mouth.
因为你知道那些会读圣经的人很清楚地提醒我们。
And those Bible scholars remind us dearly.
耶稣斥责风，斥责这个字。
When Jesus used the word to rebuke,
希腊的字和在马可福音一章二十五节耶稣责备污鬼那个责备是同一个字。
And it's the same rebuke that's been used in the Greek language from Mark chapter 1:25 when Jesus was rebuking the evil spirit.
而静了吧这个字。
Be quiet.
这个字跟第一章二十五节命令乌鬼不要作声是同一个字。
And be still is the same words that's used in in Mark chapter 1 verse 25 when Jesus tell the evil spirit to be quiet, to not make noise.
那就是那个字的原文的意思。
The original text means
就是给牲畜戴上一个口罩。
As to put the muffle on the animal.
那当然不是我们今天人戴着的口罩啊。
It's not the same as wearing a mask.
你如果今天在公园里面，如果你还去公园的话，有的时候你会看到有些人他的狗是戴着一种口罩，让这个狗不会叫的。
And if you're strolling around the park, then you will see that some of the animals have muffle in their mouth.
用现代的话来讲
and using modern language,
就是把你嘴上的拉链给拉上了
and it will zip your mouth.
所以如果我们比较这两段的圣经，
As we're comparing these two scriptures,
这里很明显的在告诉我们一件事情。
Clearly, it's telling us one thing.
这一次的风暴，
This storm,
它背后有黑暗的势力。
There's a dark force behind it.
恶者的势力。
There's an evil authority behind it.
但是耶稣他的权柄那是比恶者的势力更惊人。
And the authority of Jesus Christ is much more than the authority of the evil one.
因为当耶稣说了话了，
As soon as Jesus speak,
狂风立马停止。
The winds die down.
不是慢慢的停止。
Not gradually become calm.
一个大大的风暴，
A big windy storm.
成为大大的平静，
Become great calm.
这不但是很清楚的向我们启示，
It gives you a clear revelation.
耶稣是掌管一切的主，
Jesus is in control of everything. He's the Lord of everything.
这里更宝贵的一点，
And much more precious here.
这里再一次让我们看到神的智慧。
It shows us God's wisdom.
恶者是要来害门徒。
The evil one is trying to harm the disciples.
耶稣的智慧是利用恶者的计谋要来成就神的旨意。
And the wisdom of Jesus is going along with the evil plan, but however, complete God's will.
我们在人生中，
In our life nowadays,
总是会遇见不同的难处。
Very often, we will encounter difficult times.
当我们遇见难处的时候，
When we encounter those difficult times,
我们要想一想，
Let's think about it.
为什么神给我机会进入这个难处。
Why is God allowing this opportunity for me to enter into this difficult time?
当环境看起来好像主不在乎的时候，
When the surrounding looks as if God is not caring,
千万不要不好意思告诉主我们里面真实的感觉。
Do not be afraid to tell us the most, the condition of our heart.
要记住。
Remember this.
当看起来好像耶稣在睡觉的时候，
We look at it as Jesus was just sleeping.
那正是耶稣要训练我们的时候。
And that's the time that Jesus is trying to train us.
风平浪静。
The wind died down, the sea became calm.
耶稣对他们说，
And Jesus said to them,
为什么胆怯？
Why are you so afraid?
你们还没有信心吗？
Do you not have no faith?
你会不会觉得耶稣问的这个问题很奇怪？
Don't you think this question is very strange?
那么大的风暴，
Such big storm.
那么可怕的环境，
Such great circumstances.
能不惧怕吗？
Who cannot be afraid?
但是注意，
Pay attention here.
ESV 的翻译在这里就很棒。
ESV has a better translation here.
比中文更明显。
It more shows more clearly as a compared to the Chinese translation.
不是说为什么惧怕。
Did not say why was afraid.
是为什么如此的惧怕？
Why are you so afraid like this?
害怕不是问题。
Being afraid is not the problem.
问题是害怕到如此的地步，那是大问题。
But the problem is to be afraid to such extent.
害怕到忘记了耶稣是谁。
Be so afraid to forget that who Jesus is.
忘记的是耶稣带他们进到风暴里的。
Forgot that Jesus led them into the storm.
忘记了耶稣对他们的爱。
Forgot that Jesus loved them.
还以为耶稣不在乎了。
And think that Jesus didn't care.
忘记了耶稣是掌管一切无所不能的创造者和管理者。
And forgot that Jesus is the Almighty God who is the creator and also the governor of all earth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣在这里不是责备他的门徒。
Jesus was not rebuking his disciples.
耶稣是在这里要教导他的门徒。
And he's trying to teach his disciples.
告诉他们他们需要信心。
To tell them they need faith.
因为只有成熟的信心才能够除去惧怕。
Only with mature faith that they can separate themselves from fear.
门徒都是有信心的人。
Disciples all have faith.
但是他们的信心没有经过风暴的锻炼。
But their faith is without training from the storm.
没有这样的锻炼
，without such training，
那个信心是肤浅的。
Such faith is very superficial.
当你读到这里的时候
，when you're reading upon this part，
我希望弟兄姐妹记住一件事情。
I want you to remember one thing clearly.
门徒既害怕又没有信心。
Disciples, they were afraid and also had no faith.
耶稣居然把大风暴像拉链一样的就把它给关上了。
And Jesus zip up the wind and the waves as if he's zipping up a zipper.
想一想。
Ponder upon that.
这一位耶稣。
This Jesus.
如果他的人
and those who belong to him
有信心的时候他要做何等伟大的事呢
and when his people have faith what greater things will he accomplish
四十一节告诉我们
verse 41 tells us
风平浪静了
the wind died down and the sea became calm
门徒的惧怕并没有消失
and did not remove their fear.
相反的，门徒的惧怕加倍的多，就大大的惧怕。
And not only they were afraid, they became terrified.
他们这个时候这种强烈的惧怕，从惧怕环境转为惧怕敬畏耶稣。
And their terrifying of the circumstances has turned into their reverence of the Lord.
彼此说,
and they said to each other,
这到底是谁?
Who is this?
连风和海也听从他了。
Even the wind and the waves obey him.
我们这些对旧约不太熟悉的人,
Some of us are not familiar with the Old Testament.
对着门徒说的这句话不太体会。
We might not have a deeper understanding of this with this verse.
要知道第一个世纪的犹太人
In the first century Jewish.
在他们的信仰里面
In their faith.
只有耶和华
Only Jehovah.
可以让风和海都听从他
And only Jehovah and allow the wind and the wave obey him.
你像诗篇八十九篇第八节和第九节这样说
And in some, 89 verse 8 to 9 says like this.
耶和华万军之神啊。
Who is like you, Lord God Almighty?
哪一个大能者像你耶和华你的信实是在你的四围。
O Lord, you're mighty, all your faithfulness surrounds you.
你管辖海的狂傲波浪翻腾你就使它平静了。
You over the surging sea, and when the waves mount up, you steal them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
门徒有一个清楚的认识
And now the disciples have a clear understanding.
耶稣不只是他们的老师。
Jesus is not only their teachers now.
耶稣是那一位自由拥有的。
And he is the one who are almighty from everlasting to everlasting.
他们因着新的认识带下新的敬畏。
And from this new understanding has brought forth the reverence toward the Lord.
只有一个更深认识神的人，更真诚的敬畏神的人，他才会有成熟的信心。
And the mature faith only comes from knowing the Lord more and to have know the Lord deeper.
风暴总是会过去的。
The storm will always go away.
问题是风暴之后会带下什么结果？
And what's the result after the storm?
门徒的风暴过去了。
The storm of the disciple has come.
门徒有一个非常美好的结果。
And there's a beautiful result from this for the disciples.
门徒没有白白受苦。
They did not suffer in vain.
门徒从其中得到极大的祝福。
They have obtained great blessings from this.
今天你跟我。
Today, you and me.
我们经历这样大的一个风暴。
We experienced such great storm.
你清楚不清楚？
Are you clear?
那一位跟门徒在船上的耶稣
That the Jesus who were on the boat with his disciple
如今坐在我们的里面
is the same Jesus who lived in us.
这一位耶稣
This Jesus
他跟世界上所有的领导都不一样的
He's very different from all the leaders of the world.
他可不是后知后觉的事后诸葛亮
He's not the wise man who understands the situation aftermath.
他早就知道恶者的计谋。
He foresees the tricks of the evil ones.
但是他能够将计就计。
And he goes along with it.
来训练他的百姓。
To train his people.
他不是爱吹牛的疯子。
He's not a boasting lunatic.
他的话满了权柄。
All his words are full of authority.
风浪都要听他。
Even the wind and the wave will listen to him.
他更不是怕死的胆小鬼。
And he's not a coward who's afraid of death.
他亲自在最危险的第一线陪伴属于他的人。
At the most dangerous front line, he was accompanying his own disciples.
他也不是那些只会甩锅的人。
He's not those who are pushing away responsibilities.
他负门徒一切的责任。
He paid all the price for them. He's responsible for all his disciples.
他不是那些没有脑袋的领导。
He's not those leaders with no understandings.
他知道他在做什么。
He knows exactly what he's doing.
他要把他的人带进荣耀里。
He wants to transform his people into glory.
他从来不利用也不辖制属于他的人。
He's never taken advantage or trying to take control over someone.
他保守每一个属于他的人。
He keeps everyone he loves.
他甚至为每一个属于他的人上了十字架。
For each one of us, he died on the cross.
他爱世间属他的人，就爱他们到底。
He loves all that who belongs to him and loves them to the end.
人一辈子
In our life
有这样一位领导在我们的生命中
When we have such a great leader in our life
你还怕什么呢
What are you still afraid?
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。